Okay. Ci sono.
Christmas to you, and we're just happy for each and every one to come out this morning. We are a little slim, but it is a beautiful holiday. It's a well, what can I say? We're just thankful that the good Lord has been born. He's here now. He's in our midst, and we're just gracious for all that He's provided. But anyhow, there's a lot of folks and a lot of visiting going on this day, so we're just thankful for what we do have in attendance and appreciate for everyone that put forth the effort to be here. Any announcements, please? All quiet today. Got everything caught up. How about that? Okay. In our call to worship this morning, we're going to look at John 3:16. I think everybody is pretty familiar with that one.
Absolutely.
And they should be. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. What a beautiful view of eternity that we're looking at there. Thank you, Lord. Let us pray. Father God, again, as we come before You in the presence of Your Son, Jesus, we just want to lift Him up this day in You for making it possible. And Father, we just know that You knew what was going on all the time with what's been happening in the world before our minds could conceive it. But Father, You know that it needed help. And so that's why You made it possible for Mary and Joseph and the birth of Jesus. Oh, Father, how precious it is. We just thank You, Father, that we have this time that we can be with relatives and share the givings and the love that You provided. Father God, we just thank You so much as You're with us in this worship and all who come out. And Father, we just thank You so much in the name of Jesus this day. Amen.
Amen.
This time we'll have a hymn, please.
Hymn number 81. We stand up for
Thank you.
I'll just pause for a moment of prayer for the offering, if you could, please. Father God, again, as we come before you with hearts full of joy that we can share another Christmas, another day that we know that Jesus is near us always and resides within us and around us. Wherever two or three are gathered, Jesus is in the midst. So Father, we know you're here, and we just love it, because without your presence, we would be very weak and uncomfortable. Oh, Father, we just praise you for that adventure, that time, and those who made it possible, and how you did it. And Father, we just know that's how it worked in our money box back here. People work hard for what they get, but yet they have the love and the admiration to be able to share it with you and for the works of the church and the building and for your ministry. Oh, Father, bless each hand that has provided the needs. And Father, let them feel your presence always, as we honor them and honor you in the presence of Jesus this day. Amen.
Amen.
At this time, we'll have our brief. Advent wreath, excuse me, I get it out there.
Jerry's the official candle lighter this year. Thank you, Jerry. This morning we light the white candle, which is the Christ candle. Usually it's lit on Christmas Eve, but we were blessed that we had Christmas today. And I just want to commend you all for coming to the Lord's house on his birthday to worship him.
Amen.
After all, Amen. It's about him and that most precious gift that was given to us, the ultimate Amen. Gift. No one could give a better gift than what God gave us on Christmas.
Amen.
the scripture today comes from Luke 2, 4 through 7, which we've already heard this morning. Joseph went up to the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in the clothes and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Can you imagine? No room for the Christ child. We're told nothing about the journey itself. 4 days on the road, sometimes walking, mostly riding a donkey. We would guess it would have been excruciating for Mary, who is in near term in that waddling, clumsy stage of pregnancy. They look for lodging when they arrive in Bethlehem. Apparently, they had no family there. The local inn has no room, but they're given a stable as a shelter, and in traditional times, sometimes that stable would have been a cave. In that humbling setting, Mary gave birth to the Christ child. Joseph hears the squalling of a newborn, quieted as he finds his mother's breast, and this new family of three hold on to each other and to the promise God has given them. Later, shepherds bearing glorious tales of angels finding them. This is how God intended that his only son be brought into the world, a newborn, and his freshly minted parents in a cattle stable. The glory of heaven brought down to earth, God humbling himself so that even the most humble is invited to come. Come today to see the Christ child afresh as we greet Christmas Day, his day. May we bow our heads. Amen. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your gift, the gift of your Son, the gift of our salvation, for sending him into our world to be our Savior, who will save his people from their sins, our sins. Thank you. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we hear a lot what people say and what people do. But there's one way it has been worded here. It says, you know, people may forget what you do. People may forget what you say. But people don't forget how you make them feel. You know, there's a lot of truth in that. You know, we could be angry and carry that anger onto another person, and that wouldn't be good. That would put them in a bad mood too. But if we got something joyful to share, or just be associated with them in good manner, that's a good thing to say. Here's another way to look at it. It says, others see what we do, but God sees why we do it. Kindness is the oil that takes the friction out of life. You know, we get a lot of friction. What does the oil do for an engine or hinges or any other mechanism like that? That's what God does for us in the Holy Spirit. Bless His name. Okay, any joys and concerns, please?
It's just a joy to be here.
Amen.
Joy is a joy to soak.
Huh?
Joy to be celebrating the Lord's birth.
Amen.
And traveling mercies for my sister who'll be going back to Tennessee tomorrow.
Okay.
Keep Buddy on the prayer list. He had his surgery. Apparently it's doing okay, but he still needs to recuperate from it.
Good, thank you. I do have him on it. I thought about him too, so. Others, please.
I'll continue prayer for my brother Phil and for Woody, for all those who are struggling with cancer, and for those who don't have a place to sleep.
What was the last thing, Brad?
For people who don't have a place to sleep. With the
Oh, a place to sleep.
And salvation for all our families.
Makes you wonder sometimes with the ones that have already been sleeping on the streets and then the immigration we've got going on, how we're ever going to settle it. I don't know. God, you get to have an answer, and you do. And there is a source, but just getting some of the, like me, the hard heads and the other hard heads in administration to do the right thing is very troubling, but you can do it, Father. Thank you. Any other? Debbie.
Bob, I have a joy. We've been praying for Alice's friend George to be accepted into one of the three hospitals, and he went a couple of days ago to George Washington University, and they did the procedure, but I haven't heard.
You say he's in the hospital, ma'am?
He finally got a room at George Washington University.
George Washington?
Yeah, that's a blessing. No, not George Washington. What am I thinking about?
You think about George Washington.
Yeah.
John Hopkins?
No.
University of Maryland?
University of Maryland?
No, it's the
Washington
other one.
Hospital, isn't it?
Maybe it is George Washington. But it's...
Well, if he ever gets moved to Abe Lincoln University, he will understand.
No, I can't remember, but it's not the other two. It's the third one. Finally, a room opened up.
Yeah, I can't think of the name of it down there.
Yeah, it's just
Georgetown?
Yes, Georgetown. Yes.
Georgetown
University, yes. Oh, my. George Washington.
Well, that's Georgetown for George, right?
I guess.
You were in the right ballpark.
Oh, yeah. Just the wrong seat.
Okay, thank you. Jeff?
Just want to keep everybody, that Wolfie and everybody in the prayers that are not here today that we may miss, such as, you know, even our military people I know are out there. And, you know, just look out for some prayers for me to find a new job. So I'll be out there looking. So I appreciate it.
You still in the search for that?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And also for the family of the gentleman that was killed up on Route 77 the other day.
Amen. the tree fell on the car.
Yeah, that's something. You just never know when the timing is going to be, do you?
Oh, no.
That's something.
Do you know who it was?
Kenny Little. Kenny Little. He was married to the Linda Cease's daughter.
Kathy.
Are you
serious?
Kathy.
Oh, my God.
Married to Linda who?
Linda Cease.
Linda Cease from Critterstown.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we need to keep the Little family, the Cease family,
in prayer. The Cease family's had a time.
Yeah. We also need to remember, if you remember the Stein family that lived out here on the corner, that had three little boys, Sarah and Keith Stein. Their oldest son was diagnosed with brain cancer. It's not looking good, but he needs our prayers big time, so does the family.
Okay, thank you, Jerry.
And I'd also like to keep my old boss, Kathy, in prayer too, and the loss of her store that was burned completely.
Yes.
What was the name of that in Jerry's?
Mall's General Store.
Mall's General Store?
My cousin Nancy was in the store when it happened.
Yes.
And they took her to the hospital for smoke inhalation. She said that she was getting ready to pay for her purchases, and part of the ceiling caved in. Mm-hmm. And as soon as that happened, then the room filled with smoke.
Mm.
And so they had a time trying to get out of there, but they did get out of there, so it's a miracle.
Yeah.
Amen.
Somebody was there.
God was definitely getting them with them.
Thank the Lord they got out safe and sound.
That was an Eagle store too.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. I tell you, we're going to do this.
Okay, thank you very much. Elders, please. Not a whole lot here, but appreciate everyone that came out. But thank you, those who are here. Thank you very much for your cards, your Christmas cards. The readings and what you write in there is just so touching and inspiring, you know. Just think, those words had to be created before the people could write them in there. And thank God for that, and thank the people for doing it. And again, we're appreciative of all that has sent them our way. We just ask God to bless you fully. Also, I think most of you have, just check your mailboxes back here for cards that might still be there or anything else. And again, that's our wish that my family, to you all, that you have a very blessed and Christmas, and one that you can share with the Father above, and that we'll make it kind of complete when you do that. Okay. Any others, please, at this time? If not, we're going to come before the Lord in prayer, and as we close the prayer, we'll do it with the Lord's Prayer ending. You should be comfortable anywhere you like. Oh, Father God, how precious are the moments this day that you've lifted us up for so many years. You've carried us through the roads and the turns and the trials. And Father, you still kept the wheels on our vehicles and our bodies to be able to motivate, create, and do what you would like us to do. Father, we're always doing something wrong in this humanistic body of ours and our minds. So forgive us, Lord, as we dwell in the fruitfulness of your Spirit and the holiness of your works. Oh, Father God, we just thank you that you let the words and the actions of our mouth and our meditations of our hearts to be acceptable in your sight. And Father God, we also thank you for being such a loving and forgiving God, We just thank you, Father, for supplying all our needs this day according to your riches and your glory. In Christ Jesus we ask. But Father, we also let us be an example of the good and faithful servant as you would desire. For the good, for the guide, our guide, excuse me, and the country, we give you the highest praise and thanksgiving. And Father, we also want to do what is right. And give us the strength to let go the things we don't need or the things that bring harm. But by faith, Heavenly Father, nothing is impossible for those who believe. And Father, let us serve one another with a pure heart. Create in us a clean, a renewed spirit. And let the fruits of our spirits be magnified, yes, magnified by your word. We surrender, Heavenly Father, our body, our hearts, our minds, and our soul to your care and ask for forgiveness on us. And Father, we just lift you up this morning again for this holy day that allowed Jesus to come into this world. You knew that mankind would never stay on the straight path. He'd walk crooked. And it's what Jesus is intended for, to give us a clarity of life and a purity in life and a road to travel that would lead us home to a salvation that not any of us can imagine the greatness of it. Oh, Father, we just thank you, too, that you've been with us. And with us today, we're going to be with so many families and family gatherings, not only today but tomorrow, but we ask you to be in the midst. And not only let them feel your presence, but let them be guided by your presence. Oh, Father, as we come to you now with our prayer concerns, and you heard it. And, Father, we're just going to elaborate on all you know the circumstances. And, Father, but we think of Buddy Stover, who had surgery. And we think of our family, my family, your family. And we think of our church and how it's been sturdy for so many years. Only through the restoration and the works that you've provided. Oh, Father, thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And, my Father, just you got a terrible job, Father, to try to keep up with all that's going on in this world. And we just want to praise you for what you do and how you do it. Father, we want to thank you for the blessings for Jesus and his entering in this time here. Father, he comes to help us clear out the things we don't need and resurrect the things that we need to guide us on the straight and narrow. Oh, Father, we thank you for Christmas. It is such a delight that brings Christ to us as we so posted. And, Father, we praise you so much. We can't praise you enough for what you do and how you do it. And, Father, we think of Maxine's sister-in-law or sister going to Tennessee. Everybody in travels this day, and many people from the cancellations of the airplanes to the delays. Yes, Father, they all need a little bit of patience given to them as they try to work out through the storm. And Father, there's Phil and Woody, and we just know that some have spiritual trouble, and some have physical trouble and cancer. And Father, we think of the street people, that there's so many on the streets now. But you know, I can't figure it out, how they can stay there like that, and so many others coming in to our land receive money to operate on and house. Father, it just doesn't seem fair, but Lord, you work out the circumstances. Oh, Father God, we think about this George, who has finally made it to a hospital in Georgetown University. What a blessing that is, that he can be cared for to hopefully find a remedy to his problem. Oh, Father God, people in the military, Father, there are so many. If we want to stay safe and sane, we need to keep our country foremost. And Father, you know the best offense is a good defense. And Father, as long as we stay strong, we will have no trouble. But there's ways that our government is really leasing that situation. And Father, we think of people not here today. And, you know, many has family members. Many well, are visiting. And I'm trying to share in this experience of love and purity and just being able to be accepted and enjoyed. And Father, we also think of Kenny Little in an accident. I know I shared some time with him many years ago at his house doing some work. And Father, we just lift up that family for that love. And Father, it is seems like it runs in a stream. And the Cease family has had many endeavors, but that's how my mind is, David. Anyhow, you know who I mean and what has happened. So, Lord, just pick them up and watch over them and strengthen them these days that healing might come. And, Father, there's the Stein family. I don't know what I got written there right now. And Kathy. At the general store in Littlestown, oh Father, what a disaster that was. But Father, yes it was. But we just thank you for allowing all personnel to be freed from that fire. And Father, help them to be mentally strong as they face the losses and try to put some pieces back together. And Father, we just thank you eternally for all that you do and how you give it. And the beautiful music that Jerry plays over here on the side, I don't know, it's just so comforting to hear. And this season is even more comforting. So Father, thank you for your son, Jesus, and never let him go astray and keep him in our hearts, our minds, and our presence always. And Father, we do ask it in the presence of you this day as we repeat the Lord's Prayer in holy unison. Our Father, oh Lord, Lord, I forgot praying. Don't forget him. Oh, Father, thank you so much.
Give us this day daily bread. Give us our debtors.
Sorry, Brad, in my main prayer, I forgot to you about that, and we just want to give you the strength and know that the Lord has been working with you in this message for today. At this time, we'll have another one, please.
Hymn number 88, please stand if you're able.
Scripture reading today, Revelation 1:3. Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and keeps those things which are written in it, for the time is near. Isn't that really true? The time is near, just like Kenny coming down the road in that car, and there's a tree. You never know. The time is near, always. And this morning we are grateful for the ministry coming from Brother Brad, and we just invite him to the pulpit now to present the sermon, Jesus' Full Still Prophecies. And I believe it's tuned in for the day, and very rewarding. Thank you, Brother Brad.
Well, here we are, another year. For some tragedies, some people victories, but we're still here. We're going to open with a little prayer and then pause for a few moments of silence. We thank you, Father, for this day. Thank you for another privilege to stand before you, Lord, and in the presence of your people. To share your word, Father, to help us all, to encourage us, and to remind us that Jesus is the reason for the season. Amen. You bless each one who is here today, Lord. Meet the needs in their lives, and for all of our unsaved family members, that your Holy Spirit would speak to their hearts. Amen. Be with all those who are struggling, and for those who have no hope, Lord God, that you would help them find that hope in Jesus Christ. And Lord, for these few moments of silence, I thank you that your Holy Spirit would move in the midst and help us find that peace of God. Thank you, Father, for this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
The reason I chose that few moments of silence, every tick of the clock, there's a new child being born somewhere around the world who have not heard the message of Jesus, who don't know who Jesus is. And it's up to us and other people who do know to share the message that Jesus is the reason. I found this an interesting title about Jesus fulfilling prophecy. And as I watched the DVD this morning, how he was touching on a lot, that Jesus did come to fulfill prophecy. He was part of prophecy. And even Mary was part of prophecy. Are we part of prophecies being fulfilled today? Can we look around and see that the Word of God is fulfilling itself? What more proof do the people need today to see that the Bible is true and that the prophecies that God has spoken in the Old Testament and in the New are being fulfilled? Who knows in the Bible where the first prophecy about Jesus appears? Any scholars? How about you, Sister Debbie?
I want to say Isaiah, but it was before even him.
Go way, way, way back.
Yes. I just read that not long ago. I don't know, but I know it was before Isaiah.
Well, as I was looking it up, it appears in the book of Deuteronomy. And I noticed that every prophecy that is written in the Bible has a star beside it, which I find interesting. But the first one, as would Barbara, I just want to touch on. And I have a little bit different version, but it says, "Blessed is he that readeth." We have to read the Word of God to know who Jesus is. "And they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand." There's three things about this verse of Scripture that caught my attention. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear, and they that keep those things which are written. But we also have to share. It's not for us to hoard up. It's up to us to share the Word of God. And I find it interesting why this ties into everything. But this is referring to the prophecies of the whole book, not just Revelation, but the whole book. So to keep this just for Revelation, when it's covering the whole book. There's a lot of prophecies in the book, that we don't get into because they don't refer to the Christmas message. But there are prophecies just the same. And the first question I thought about, are the prophecies real? Can we look around and see that they are real? Are they happening today? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah. The first prophecy about the Lord appears in the book of Deuteronomy. It's in chapter 18, verse 15. The Lord God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me, unto him ye shall hearken. I found that interesting, but that's not the only place in the Old Testament where this verse appears, which is being repeated by another Old Testament prophet. Hallelujah. And when I found it, it's marked by a star. So how does this relate to the Christmas message and the prophecies? The message of his birth is told in many different verses. There's a lot of verses in the Bible that refer to the birth of Jesus Christ. And if you look around, as I thought about it, hasn't Christmas been commercialized so much that it's literally erased the true meaning of Christmas? Doesn't it appear that's what's happened? Who in their normal mind would camp out on the sidewalk at a store for hours or days in different kinds of weather to catch the latest gift coming out, but yet they won't put that same kind of energy to come to church?
Exactly.
Has the draw of material things drawn people away from God in general?
It has. Yep. 100%.
So what can we do as God's people to revive the message of Jesus Christ? Are the things of this life more appealing than Jesus? What can the world do that Jesus can't do? All these material things can't save the soul. No matter how much money man tries to spend, it will not save his soul. And that's one of the reasons Jesus came. And I jumped ahead to the book of Isaiah. And it's another verse of scripture that's marked with a star in the side. I find that that star must be important. It's like the little light next to the verse of scripture. There's something shining there. Hallelujah. It says in Isaiah, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. And if God be for us, who can be against us? Right, Brother Frank? If God be for us, who can be against us? You know, we are living in a world where things are enticing people away from God. And it doesn't always have to be a material thing. It could be other spiritual things, the different occults and cults. But why does it seem to be today that in some places there are revivals breaking out, and other places people don't want to hear the word of God? What is it about Jesus that people don't want anything to do with? What has Jesus done physically to people that they don't want nothing to do with him? What has he done wrong? What has Jesus done wrong that people don't want nothing to do with? Any thoughts? What has Jesus done wrong that people don't want to associate themselves? Or is it because he speaks the truth and it shines the darkness in their hearts? Mm-hmm. And maybe it's such conviction that rather than repent, they turn away. You know, It's sad to see what's happening to humans in general. You turn on the news, and it's not 5 minutes. There's some kind of murder, some kind of mugging. You're getting robbed out of your car when you're pulling up the gas station. You know, society has lost its way. Jesus hasn't went anywhere. He's still here. And I'm going to another verse of scripture in Isaiah. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And I found this interesting, that even before he became a man, the government was placed upon his shoulders. To be given so many titles before he's born, but yet he was able to fill his task. You know, how many of us were born with a government upon our shoulders? You know, are we able to stand up to the challenge that God has given? How about it, Brother Bob? Has the government been upon your shoulders?
He never gets old. And it ain't getting better.
But if you look at our government today, there's no Christ in our government. No. You know, I keep thinking about this. Man is trying to do away with the Ten Commandments. But God never will. His word endureth forever. And people today are finding anything religious to do away with. Or they make their own. Because they want something tangible, something they can feel. But yet, they won't apply faith to believe in God. How can you not look out and see the stars and think, somebody created all this? You know? He created the water that they drink, the air that they breathe, the ground that they walk on. Amen. All the vegetables, the animals for meat and for clothing. He gave man the knowledge to build homes for us to have a warm place in the wintertime. But yet, people still won't acknowledge God. You know, how can you not look at and even the very air that we breathe, no matter what season, how can you deny the very creator who created these things? It makes you wonder what's people's minds today. And the other names that I like, and his name shall be called Wonderful. Has God been wonderful to you this year? But how wonderful have we been to God? How have we treated our God this year? Have we acknowledged him in the midst of sinners? Do we acknowledge him in our jobs, at home, wherever we are? Hallelujah. He is called the Counselor. He instructs us. So do we pass the instructions that he gives us to conform our lives to his will, following his word to the letter? He's called the Mighty God. How can you top a title, the Mighty God? I don't think any of us can. The Everlasting Father. He'll always be a father, Sister Debbie. Even when we're long gone, he'll still be an everlasting father. Mm-hmm. And the last name, the Prince of Peace. When was the last time we had the Prince of Peace within our hearts? In the midst of turmoil, will we sense the Prince of Peace in our hearts? When was the last time you turned on the news and there was no violence? Where are these people and their relationship to the Prince of Peace? It seemed like there's something has drawn them away from the things of God. So if the Prince of Peace is important to us, how important should we present him to other people? Mm. Hallelujah. And he goes on to say, of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. So his government is never going to end. There'll never be riots, people storming the White House, people being injured. Hallelujah. Of his government and peace, and upon the throne of David, and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice, from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts shall perform this. Then we get back to, but what about the babe in the manger? What task was he born to have to fulfill? As a child, he looked ahead in time and saw, but he never failed one task that he was given to do. Hallelujah. And I was looking at this in the book of Luke. And so it was that while have we lost sight of the meaning why God chose Mary to have the baby? You know, when someone, God says that you're greatly blessed and highly favored, he saw something special in Mary and in Joseph. They could have both been disobedient and said no, but they chose to carry out the will of God for this child. Amen. She didn't have an abortion. She chose to have this child in the lowliest of places. Oh, praise God. Amen. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for him in the inn. Do we have room for Jesus today in our hearts? Mm-hmm. What's more important in our hearts than Jesus Christ? Or should be Jesus Christ? Do you have room for him at any time of the year? Hallelujah. And there were in the country shepherds abiding in the field by night, keeping watch over the flocks by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord appeared and came unto them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be for all people. He didn't create an event just for one person to see. He created an event for everybody to see. That this was not a man-made event. This was a God-made event. Hallelujah. He wanted all the people to know that something special was about to happen, Brother Bob.
Yep.
Praise the Lord. And it was beyond the understanding of mankind, because God made this event happen. And he wanted everybody to see, and he also wanted everybody to hear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The message was for everyone, then and now. And hallelujah. And it was on to say, for unto you was born this day in the city of David a Savior. And it's not just a Savior. He is the Savior. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. There is no other name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name, which is Christ the Lord. Is he your Savior today, or just when it's convenient? I don't read anywhere in the Bible where there's such a thing as convenient Christianity. Mm. We're either full-time Christians or we are not. Because Jesus said, I would that thou were hot or cold, but because that thou were lukewarm, I will spew thee out of my mouth. So we need to be on fire for God all the time.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now that we have heard the verses of prophecy from the Old and New Testament, has words helped us find the word which tells us Jesus But the story doesn't stop there. It carries on after his birth. They can still change lives today. And to remember what God said in his word, and I like this one in Isaiah, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth." And I like this part, "It shall not return unto me void." Every word that God has said is going to be fulfilled the way God said it and in God's time. And whatever God has planned to happen is going to happen. Hallelujah. "It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it." So we serve a God who holds his word above his own name. And that's pretty confident. But that's how good God is. Because God is not a man that he should lie. The word of God in any part of the Bible will never fail. Hallelujah. I was thinking there were some things that are missing from our spiritual Christmas list. And one of the main ones is the love of God. Is the love of God your main thing on your Christmas list this year? Not just in our homes, but in our lives in general. And the next one I thought about is the joy of the Lord. Are we still going to be happy even though the rest of the world seems to be going the wrong way? And there's the peace. When was the last time we were not only at peace with God, but we had peace within our hearts? And his mercy endureth forever. You know, the Bible said, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." Are we merciful to those who don't know God? Have we displayed an attitude of grace toward the unsaved? And these last couple are tough ones. Are we compassionate to all people? Do we treat all people who don't know God with the same compassion Jesus showed toward us? And another tough one, forgiveness. Are we forgiving? God forgives us. But he reminds us, if we do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive you of your sins. So we have to display the word of God in ways that people might see and find that hope, which is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Or is there still room in your life for Jesus any time of the year? Do we make time to read what thus saith the Lord and apply all these things to our lives? But Paul said to Timothy, that they may see Christ in you, the hope of glory. He has to be not only our hope, but they see the hope in a lost and dying world without Jesus. Are we God's living example? Christ working through us, reaching the lost. So I wish there were more people here, but those who are here are here. So thank you for coming. Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad. Aruch Kabbal Yeshem Adonai. Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord. Thank you all, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you. And Merry Christmas to you.
As Judge Skelton must say, good night, and may God bless.
Yeah.
Let's turn to hymn number 87. Please stand for Abel.
Thank you.
him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and without joy, and with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.